virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series The Virtues of the Prophet's Household, the Ahlul Bayt. And in this episode, inshallah, we will be speaking about some aspects of the life of the blessed daughter of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the coolness to the eyes of the Prophet alayhi salam, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the one who is described as the leader of the women in paradise. But before we get into that, let us mention an excellence of Durood Sharif, reciting Salat and Salam upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one narration, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned that the one who recites Salat upon me 100 times daily, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes between both his eyes that this person is free from the fire of hell and he is free from hypocrisy. And not only that, the blessings don't end there. Allah Jalla wa Ala will keep that individual with the shuhada on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. So not only is the person given glad tidings of being safe from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, but on the Day of Judgment, he will be with the shuhada, the martyrs, subhanallah. If we too want to attain this rank, and it's possible, it's within our capabilities, within our power, we must take time out and recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How long does it take to recite salat 100 times? Maybe 5 minutes maximum. So make a habit, inshallah, dear viewers, and you will also attain this great rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had offspring from Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He had a blessed daughter by the name of Fatima. She was the youngest of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most beloved daughter. Now Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when was she born? Allama Abdurrahman ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that 5 years before the proclamation of prophethood, before I'lanun Nubuwa, this is when Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha graced this world. And alhamdulillah, right from the beginning, she was brought up, she was nurtured by the best parents ever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And as a result, she was able to gather within her personality so many great qualities and attributes that until Qiyamah will act as a lesson for all those who come. And especially women. Actually, women can relate even more. But generally speaking as well, the example set by Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha is an example for everyone, for all Muslims as well. Now Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her name was Fatima. She had titles Zahra, famously known, and Batul. Some of her titles are Khairun Nisa, Zakiya, and like this, the scholars have listed so many titles of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha. And as for her kunya, again many have been quoted, Ummul Hasnain. And the most famous one that scholars have mentioned is Abiha. Now Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away on 3rd Ramadanul Mubarak. And every year, alhamdulillah, we are fortunate to conduct the Urs Mubarak, where we offer gifts in the form of thawab to the court of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. We recite Fatiha, we recite Quran Pak, and we send the rewards. Now I want to touch upon an account that happened before Sayyidah Fatima was even born. And this leads up to the birth of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. One day, the non-Muslims, they made a challenge. They said, if you are a prophet, then split the moon in two. And they would make claims like this all the time. During those days, when this claim was made by the non-Muslims, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, she said, how much humiliation will that person face who rejects the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who doesn't believe in the message that he came with? And she was grief-stricken that why are people doing this? They are not accepting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the best messenger. This is what she said. And they are rejecting him. And what happened, subhanallah, during this time, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, who was in the blessed womb of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha at that time, she spoke and she said a few words. She's not born yet. But what did she say? She said, oh dear mother, do not grieve. Meaning, do not be worried about this. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with my noble father. Allah jalla wa ala is with him. And when the birth of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha took place, it's mentioned that all of the surroundings, due to the nur of her countenance, all of the surroundings became illuminated. Subhanallah. This was the shan, the excellence of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired to smell the fragrance of paradise, or he desired to see a blessing of paradise, what do you think he did? Subhanallah, it's mentioned, and this is in Ar-Rawdul Fa'iq, this whole account. He would kiss Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he would smell her. And that fragrance that would emanate would remind him of Jannah, would remind him of paradise. Subhanallah. And upon doing this, what would he say? What were his famous words? He would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima hawra'u insiya. That Fatima, meaning my daughter, radiallahu anha, she is a hoor. We know the hoors are heavenly maidens. She is a hoor in human form. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at the andaz, look at the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And look at her karama, that she's still in the stomach. She's not born yet. But she radiallahu ta'ala anha is speaking and is saying to her mother, consoling her, don't worry mother, everything will be fine. Allah is with my father. Subhanallah. So this was a miracle or karama of hers before she was even born. Now moving on, there are other beautiful and unique qualities of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. For example, she was that individual who resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. No one in creation resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as her radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this has been narrated by Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. And this narration is found in Abu Dawood, Kitabul Adab. She says that, I did not find anyone, I did not see anyone who resembled the habits, the ways, the biography, the character, the sitting and standing, the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nobody resembled the aadat and the atwar, the habits and the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She continues and she says, I have not seen anyone who resembled the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this was in Abu Dawood. And Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates a different narration, but this is in Kitab Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. And in that narration she says, in terms of speaking, the manner of speaking, I did not see anyone who resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in speech more than Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is a great blessing. Today, everybody wants to act upon the sunnah And we should have this desire in eagerness in our heart that we want to eat like the Prophet alayhi salam. We want to speak in according to the sunnah manner. All our actions, we want it to be in accordance to the sunnah. And alhamdulillah, this is the aim of our life, to try and follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But here we've been told in the hadith that in terms of speaking, conversing, in terms of actions, in terms of habits, in terms of mannerisms, nobody resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This is a big blessing, and it's a unique quality of hers as well. And of course, it goes without saying that those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are blessed with these unique qualities because of their hub, their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is embedded in their heart. They are blessed like this. And as for Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha, her love for her noble father, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this knew no bounds. This had no limits, subhanallah. In one narration, and again this is narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, it's in Mishkat Sharif. Narration mentions that when Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha would come to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi salam would stand up for her. He would stand for her out of love for her, out of respect for her. Subhanallah. He would hold her hand, he would kiss her hand, and he would make her sit at his own exact place. This was the love that the father had for the daughter, the Prophet alayhi salam had for Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, and vice versa. We look at the opposite situation. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, it was the same thing. She would stand up out of love and respect for her noble father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned she would take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed hand and she would kiss it and then make the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit at her own seat where she was sat. Subhanallah. This was the love between the father and the daughter, the king of all prophets alayhi salam, and the leader of all the women in Jannah, in paradise. Sayyidah Fatima is the leader of all heavenly women. And this was the relationship they had. This was the love they had. This was the affection that they showed for each other. Subhanallah. Now another beautiful virtue and quality of Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was that she looked after those who were not well off, those who were destitute, those who were impoverished, those who were, poor. This was despite the fact that many days on end, there was no food in her own home. That she radiallahu anha and her family, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha and the rest, they would suffice with very little. They turned their backs to the world. They were ascetics. But when it came to helping others, subhanallah, subhanallah. Listen to an account in this regard. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Rabi, the narrator. He says, an individual from Bani Sulaym, he came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and insulted the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said to him, fear the punishment of the hereafter. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, fear the fire of hell. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the slave of Allah azza wa jal and I am his messenger. And when that person who had insulted the Prophet alayhi salam moments ago, when he saw the beautiful character of the Prophet alayhi salam, when these words penetrated his heart, what do you think happened? Subhanallah, he accepted Islam, entered the folds of Islam. This was the beautiful speech of Rasulullah alayhi salam, that when he said something, it would hit the heart straight away. This was the efficacy in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became a Muslim. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how much wealth do you have? And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, amongst all of Banu Sulaym, and there are 4,000 people in Banu Sulaym, there is no one more poor than me. So the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, he said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who is there from amongst you who will buy a camel and give it to this individual? Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala, he gave his own camel to this individual who had just accepted Islam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who is there who will cover his head? Amir al-Mu'mineen Mawla Mushkil Kusha Sayyidun Ali radiyallahu ta'ala took off his own imamah and he gifted it to this individual. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who is there that will provide food for this individual? Who will arrange food for this individual? Sayyidun Salman Farsi radiyallahu and he got up, went to a few houses and inquired about this, about food, and he didn't receive a response until he eventually knocked on the door of the blessed house of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha. She said, who is it? He replied, Salman. Said, how have you come? Meaning, what is the maqsad of your coming here? He mentioned the whole story, what had happened. And as soon as she heard this, that the Prophet alayhi salam is asking that this person be provided for food, she became very sorrowful. And she looked around, she saw that she didn't have anything in her house. Because days on end, they didn't eat themselves. She said, by Allah, the one who sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger, today is the third day, there's nothing in the house to eat. This is what Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha said. And she took an oath on this. But you have come to my house, and how can I let you go empty-handed? This was the shan of the Ahl Bayt Kiram, that they had that generosity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled in them. He was the most generous, and then his offspring are the most generous as well. So Sayyidah Fatima said, you've come to my house, radiyallahu anha, how can I allow you to go empty-handed? So she gave her own chadar, her own cloak, and she said, take this to a non-Muslim called Shamoon, and tell him, keep this with you as a pledge, and in return of this, give me some barley. And I will cook food with that barley, and we can provide food for that individual. So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu went to this individual, Shamoon, who's a non-Muslim, and said, Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anha, this is her chadar, and this is what she has said. You keep it as a pledge, give some barley in return, so she can make food with it. And when that individual, Shamoon, heard this, he became emotional. He said, this is the same family that has been described in the Tawrat Sharif, which was revealed to whom? Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. These blessed personalities have been mentioned in there. I embrace faith wholeheartedly in the father of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. I believe that he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe Allah is one. And he accepted Islam. Subhanallah. He recited kalima, became a Muslim. And after this, he said, no need to give me that chadar. Here's some barley, take it from me. So he gave it very respectfully. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu came back, knocked on the door and said to Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha that here's some barley. And he mentioned the whole instance. He mentioned the whole waqia, that this is what happened, and that person didn't want to take anything as a pledge. He said, just take this barley from me. He accepted Islam, subhanallah. Now, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he said, what to do is cook some food for that individual and keep some for yourself. Because you mentioned that you've not ate for many days. Keep some for yourself. Listen to the reply of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. She said, when I sent you, my intention was that this food will be given as sadaqah to others. Now I can't change my intention. But subhanAllah, this was her taqwa. She said, no, I cannot keep it. My intention was only to serve others, and this is what this food will be used for. So she cooked the food and she had it sent to that individual. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to see Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, he saw her noble countenance. He saw that she was pale. The color of her noble face was pale. Why? Because they hadn't ate for many days. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw the weakness. It was apparent. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made her sit down, consoled her, and made a beautiful dua. He said, O Allah, Fatima is your slave. You become pleased with her. And listen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua is mustajab al-da'wat. His duas are accepted. He is mustajab al-da'wat. When he raises his hands, it's accepted. And he is saying, O Allah, Fatima, she did this for you. She's your slave. Ya Allah, become pleased with her. What more can you ask for from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this was the generosity, the sakhawa of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. She's got nothing at home, the food for herself and her family, but she's gifting to others. SubhanAllah. This is a unique example that we can't find today. If only we develop this jazba, this passion as well today, to serve the Muslim Ummah, to help the Muslim Ummah. Today it's a nafsi. Everybody's thinking about themselves. Nobody's looking out for others. Alhamdulillah, our fridges are full. Our houses are spacious. We have everything. But we forget about those who are less privileged. So this is the sunnah of the khandan, the family of Rasulullah. They help others. And listen to a beautiful narration in this regard. This is mentioned in Shu'abul Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fulfills the need of one of my ummatis, or his intention is that by means of this, the ummati will be pleased, will become happy, then he has pleased me. By pleasing the ummati, he has pleased me, meaning you have pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And whoever has pleased me has pleased Allah azza wa jal. And whoever pleases Allah azza wa jal, Allah the most generous will enter him into paradise, will admit him into paradise. Isn't that enough of an incentive for us to help others? Let's revive this sunnah. Let's revive the sunnah of helping those who are less fortunate. Inshallah, when we help them, Allah will place barakah in our lives as well. We'll have increased barakah in our lives. So dear viewers, this was just a few accounts, just a glimpse into the life of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, the leader of all heavenly women. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about her, about his closeness, that Fatima bidu'atun minni, that she is a part of me. She is a part of me. Whoever annoys her, annoys me. Whoever offends her, offends me. So when we speak about the Ahlul Bayt Kiram, when we speak about such honorable personalities, we have to be very careful. Only use respectful words. And know that this blessed family has superiority over other families. Today people are very boastful about their own tribes, their own castes, about their own clans. But here we know, Islamically speaking, that the Sadat are the greatest family. The family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest family. And we have to respect them. We have to honor them. Inshallah, by honoring them, we will receive blessings in both worlds. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away at a young age because after the passing of her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she didn't want to live. She wanted to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, we are honored in that every year we commemorate Urs on the 3rd of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And this is a means of us elevating our own ranks. We're not doing anything to the ranks of Sayyidah Fatima. Don't think that for a single moment. Allah Jalla wa Ala has raised their ranks. When we mention the Salihin, the Salihat from this Ummah, we are raising our own ranks. We are including ourselves amongst those who praise the Ahl Bayt. To conclude, may Allah Jalla wa Ala grant his blessings in abundance for the sake of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. May Allah remove our difficulties and worries for the sake of Khatun Jannat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said and enable us to act upon it. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.